May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the coming Judge. Amen. Our text today is the gospel lesson. Please pray with me as we consider the Word of God. Lord, Your Word is sharper than a double-edged sword. May Your great Word penetrate our minds, our hearts, and lead us to repent. Lead us to faith. Reassure us of Your love. We pray in Your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Just about every weekday evening in the Busher home, the TV set is on about 7 o'clock at night. And guess what TV show we watch? Judge Judy. I think it's my wife's hero, Judge Judy. She's kind of tough, and she's a little bit edgy, and she's smart, she's kind of funny. I think she's kind of rude and demeaning to people. What's Judge Judy going to do next? I thought to myself, as I considered the gospel today, we Americans are very interested in court, in law, in judgments. We have Judge Judy. And there used to be Judge Wampner. I don't know if he's still on or not. There's a Judge Wampner. There's divorce court. There's people's court. Seems like Law and Order, that TV show, has multiple different shows of law and order, police and court scenes and judges. We're very fascinated by all that. And so today, the last Sunday in the church here and the gospel lesson should grab our interest. We should really pay attention because here we have the Judge of Judges. The court scene of court scenes. It's the last day. Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead. It's the sheep and the goats. It's heaven and hell. The final judgment. That ought to grab our attention. We're not talking about fairy tales here. It's coming. What do we learn about Judge Jesus? You know, we often don't talk about Jesus as judge so much, and rightly so. He's our Savior. He's our brother, our Lord. He's the Christ, the one who fulfills the Old Testament. But He's also judge. And this particular text would teach us three things about Judge Jesus. His judgment is fair. His judgment is fast. And His judgment is final. There's no appeals. First of all, we learn in this gospel, His judgment is fair. He shows no favoritism. He shows no partiality to anyone. There's no loopholes, no exceptions. No one lives above the law, outside the law with Judge Jesus. He's fair. We read, when the Son of Man comes in His glory with all His angels with Him. Stop right there. He's going to come in glory, all His glory with all His angels. What a sight. The judge enters the courtroom, not in a black robe, but in all His glory, the bright, bright sun, the bright light, and all His angels, the millions of angels. Wow, incredible. Right away, Christ is teaching us the standard by which He judges every living being. And the standard is His glory. We must measure up to the glory of God. We must be like the angels, perfect in obedience. We must measure up to God's glory if we're going to make it to heaven. No exceptions. That's God's standard. That's His measurement. You must measure up and attain to the glory of God, being righteous and holy in all things, in your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your desires. Perfectly righteous and holy. That's glory. That's how He measures all of us. That's the standard. He comes in all His glory with His angels. You got to be as good as the angels. Are you? Are you righteous? Are you perfect? He doesn't lower that for anybody. You know, we're happy to beat Vandy now. When I first came, the standard for Tennessee football was way up here. We're going to go 10-2, 9-3, win the SEC, or at least fight for it. Now, we beat Vandy and we're happy. Kentucky, a bowl game. Hallelujah. We've lowered the standard. I think we all know that. That's okay in football. God has not, over the years, lowered His standard. Well, I only gave one sin to Adam and Eve and they were out. But I'll allow you guys 100 sins, maybe 1 million, maybe 1,000, because I realize you're so wicked. The standard is still the same. Be perfect and be holy, be glorious. One sin, you're out. For all people. He gathers all the nations around him, we read. What a sight that's going to be. The living and the dead are all gathered. They're all there, bowing the knee before the king. Again, no matter how rich you are on this earth, you stand before the judge. You know you're not above the law. No special deal for you. No matter how popular you are, how famous you are in this world, how you can escape things and wiggle your way out of things because you got money and you got popularity. None of that on the last day. You stand before God like everybody else. All sinners, equal. It's fair. God shows no partiality. And so picture the scene. Adam and Eve will be there. Adam and Eve. I think of Moses. He'll be there, but he won't be any better than you and I. Moses, he stands before God too. Pharaoh will be there, bowing the knee before God that he mocked in this world. King David is there. That King David bows before the one who really sits on the throne, which is King Jesus. He's among the crowd. Goliath is there. All 9 feet of Goliath. But we won't be afraid of him. Just another person under judgment. Elijah is there. So is Ahab and Jezebel, who mocked God and committed great, great crimes. Peter, James, and John are there. They're just among the crowd. No special position on that final day. They're among the crowd. They get judged too. As well as Caiaphas and Annas, who judged Jesus. The whole Sanhedrin. John the Baptist will be there with a brand new head. As well as Herod, who cut off his head. He'll stand in judgment before God too. And all the leaders that have ever led in this earth and ruled. I think of Alexander the Great. He'll be there. He won't be so great the final day. He'll be Alexander the Wimp, the weasel before God. Julius Caesar, Caesar Augustus, these pompous, proud Roman emperors standing before God, bowing the knee. They're no better than you and I. We give them a little elbow and rub shoulders with them. They're right there with us. No longer way up here, but right down here before King Jesus. Hitler will be there. JFK will stand before God. Barack Obama will be there. And Secret Service won't help him or anybody. All your famous great people, athletes in Hollywood, they'll all be there too. We'll rub shoulders with them too. They're no better than anybody else. One of my great heroes, Babe Ruth, will be there. His 713 home runs won't help him, Pat, a Yankee fan. Peyton Manning will be there. No matter how good we think he is here in Tennessee, is he good enough for God? Does he measure up to the glory of God? Pat Summitt will be there. And her 1,000+ victories won't help her on that day. She must believe in the one victory of Jesus Christ. Funny people like Jay Leno, David Letterman, they'll be there. I don't think there'll be any jokes on that day. You will be there. I will be there. We're all equal. No exceptions. We stand before the judge. The judge is fast in his judgment. He's fair. He's fast. What amazes me is just how quickly this goes by. I mean, it's amazing. They all stand. The nations are gathered before God. Incredible. Wow. And then it simply says, he separates the sheep from the goats. Judgment is one little verse in the Bible. He separates the sheep on his right, the goats to his left. And that's it. Doesn't even say anything. He just separates them. That's judgment. You on my right, you on my left. No words. Quick, fast, incredible. We'd expect a lot more. No lawyers. No opening or closing arguments for mankind. No objections God accepts. There's no jury. There's no deliberation. It's quick judgment because Jesus knows the heart. He knows right now whether you believe. I don't know that. You don't know that about me either. He knows the heart and he quickly judges. Faith. Faith, your sheep. No faith, your goat. Faith, heaven. No faith, hell. Faith, come to me. No faith, get away from me. Depart from me. It's all about faith in Jesus. And then he gives a little bit of evidence. He says, you clothed me, you visited me, you gave me food, you gave me water. Oh, that's just evidence that you had faith. Just a sample, though, real quick. Then he gives evidence to the unbeliever. You didn't feed me. You didn't clothe me. You didn't give me anything to drink. You didn't love me. Which is all evidence. You get, a good judge provides evidence. Evidence whether you had faith or not. He knows whether you got faith. He'll lay out some simple evidence to you and you'll just bow your head and say, well, he won't really say anything. Nothing you can't say. It amazes me that, as I mentioned, he doesn't really say much. Judge Jesus won't say a whole lot that final day. A little bit, but not much. You see, now Jesus speaks. Now through the church, through pastors and missionaries and teachers, parents. Now Jesus speaks his word. Now Jesus says, I forgive you. I love you. Don't you want to be mine? Come to me. Now he speaks. There's forgiveness and salvation in his name. Now the word of God goes out. The final day, that's it. No more talking. You had your chance to listen. Now it's judgment. And he also doesn't listen much on the last day. I can imagine a lot of people crying out that final day. All the unbelievers for the first time cry out, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. One more chance, God. One more chance. Please, please. I can imagine all the screaming and yelling, the begging, the cries out, Kyrie eleison, have mercy. Of course, we cry out that now because we believe. He doesn't hear. He doesn't hear. Because he hears now. When we pray today, Lord, have mercy, he hears and he has mercy. He forgives and forgives. He hears our prayers now. The final day, he doesn't hear the cries of the unbeliever. Believe now. Repent now. Be baptized now. Follow Christ now. It's fast, swift, immediate judgment. You don't have a chance that final day. Believe now. Follow now. I was given a story about directions. Do you like to follow directions? It kind of applies. A man absolutely hated his wife's cat. Sounds like me. I don't hate my wife's cat. And decided to get rid of him one day by driving him 20 blocks from his home and leaving him at the park. As he was getting home, the cat was walking up the driveway. The next day, he decided to drive the cat 40 blocks away. He put the beast out and headed home. Driving back up his driveway, there was the cat. He kept taking the cat further and further, and the cat would always beat him home. At last, he decided to drive a few miles away, turn right, then left, past the bridge, then right again, and another right, until he reached what he thought was a safe distance from his home and left the cat there. Hours later, the man calls home to his wife. He says, honey, is the cat there? Yes, the wife answers. Why do you ask? Frustrated, the man replies, put the cat on the phone. I'm lost and need directions. You know, you lost. You know someone that's lost and needs directions? They're too proud to ask. Lost and don't know how to get to heaven. Don't know how to be right with God. Let me make it real simple and clear. Jesus is the way. There's no other way, no other faith, no other religion, no other God. Jesus alone is the only way. He is the Son of God who measures up to God's glory. He's the one who lived the righteous and holy life, measuring up to the glory of God, better than the angels could ever dare to be. He's the one that lived that life for you and I. Then he died on the cross for my sins, your sins, the sins of the world. He took our death. He took our hell. He took all the punishment upon himself and rose again to prove it's all true. He's the way. He's the direction. Follow him. Repent. Believe. Be baptized in him. He'll get you there. Finally, his judgment is final. There's no Supreme Court. Judge John Roberts won't be there. No appeals. It's it. To the wicked, they hear the worst thing they could ever hear. Depart from me. Is there anything worse to hear in your entire life than God say, depart from me? And it's not depart from me for 6 months or 2 years and I'll give you another chance. We'll rehab you and give you another chance. We'll stick you in purgatory and give you another chance. That's a bunch of baloney. Depart from me to hell, which was prepared originally for the devil and his angels. God didn't want to send anybody to hell. It's made for the devil and his angels, not for people. But people that are so foolish to reject him, they will go there. And then the sheep, they hear the best words they could ever hear. These are the words we hear every Sunday and every Wednesday in church. Come to me, he says to the sheep. Come and receive your inheritance. Come. That's always God. God is ever saying, come to me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden. Come, I'm your shepherd. Come and eat. Come and hear. Come be washed and forgiven. Come. And that's the final word he has to us on the last day. Come and receive your inheritance. Prepared before the creation of the world. Come. Wow, what wonderful words. And it's not come to me for 6 months and we'll see if it works or not. It's not come to me for 2 years and we'll see if it works. It's come for an eternity. It's final. It's unchangeable. The final judgment. Come into paradise and live with me forever. You know, our little dog, Tucker, I will sometimes say to him, come, Tucker, come. He's a lap dog, and he'll jump on my lap, and I'll cuddle him, pet him a little bit, and then he'll make a major error. He'll look into my face and do what? He'll yawn, and his breath could kill an elephant, okay? But he will yawn, and what will I do? Depart from me. Get off my lap. Go to mom. Get away. And then I'll say, come, Tucker, come. Then get away. Come, then get away. That's the way we are with people. Come to me, I love you. But then get away, you stink. You're bad. Praise be to God, he's not like that. God says, come. He says, come. Give me all your wretchedness, your stinkiness, your death, your hell, your sin, and I'll still love you. I'll take them all away, and we'll be together forever. Wow. On this last day of the church year, we remember the last day. Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead, you and I. His judgment is fair. His judgment is fast. His judgment is final. May you and I be found ready in faith. He's coming soon. Amen. Let's stand.